There they were, the apostles. They were excited. You know, the way that Jesus came in to Jerusalem on the donkey is the way one who was about to be coronated would come in, a king atop a donkey. You'd think it'd be like a beautiful steed, you know, a horse. But that's, in their tradition, it was set aside for, you know, warriors who were about to go into battle, all right? No, it was after they won, after there was they triumphed, okay? The champion then would come in atop a donkey. And they call it actually the A word. There's children present, so I won't say it that today. But anyway, so the apostle goes, this is awesome. It's going just as we hoped it would. You know, he's coming in. They were expecting to be the Messiah. Now he's going to build this Jewish empire, and he'll be crowned as king, and he'll put an army together, and he'll drive out the Romans, and he'll be the Messiah that we were hoping for. And then they'll get their own posts in this new kingdom that's coming. You know, Hosanna in the highest, and they laid palm branches and their cloaks on the ground. Here comes Jesus, and then we see the garden scene, and he was arrested, and not so much, all right? And I said it that way because we pray, don't we? And we have been praying. And these demonic forces, and here's the term I'm using lately, it's organized crime. It's a mob. They're lying, cheating, and stealing, and they're organized, okay? We've been calling it like the elites or the ruling class or maybe the New World Order. I'm gonna go ahead and say, this is organized crime. They're a mob. We haven't seen anything like this. Oh, but Father, there's always been, you know, lying in politics and things like, not to this degree, not to this degree, and not so organized too. The censorship that's going on, the threat to people's employment, you know, even threat, if you put out the wrong yard sign in the election year, your house might get burned down. This is not like this before. This is organized crime. Okay? And that's what's going on, and that's what we've endured. And you know what? We prayed. And we thought, hey, everything's going great, and Christianity is flourishing, and then all of a sudden this. Well, what's that like? We just read about it in the gospel. It's just like that. It's just like that. So, but did God answer their prayers? You bet he did. You bet he did. Jesus died. And a lot of that has to do to save us from our sins, but a lot of that has to do is that by doing it this way, it exposed the evil, okay? Then it set people apart from that evil. So you have to see evil. If it lurks in the darkness, you kind of think it's kind of, sort of, and you don't really know. And even, you know, the use of these narratives, you know, my body, my choice, and all these things, love is love, hindsight is 20/20, is just what we went through. Hindsight is 20/20. God is answering our prayers. I do believe that, much like he did here. And so what happened? You know, the betrayer, the liar, cheater, stealer. Okay, who is on that side? Who is betraying? I mean, they want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, for goodness sakes. And you are some kind of criminal. You're an insurrectionist now. You know, if you join forces with that side over there, you're a racist. Do you see what's going on? It's lying and cheating and stealing. You can't turn the news on because every word out of their mouth is a lie. It's that bad. But you know what? We're seeing it. And we're getting repulsed by it. And I believe there's going to come a time when we receive what God ultimately wants to give us. Look at the arrest scene again. He came and he kissed him. You gonna betray me with a kiss? And then they all left him and fled. Realize all year I've been talking about, remember, 1:12 betrayed him, 10:12 fled in silent self-protection. We've been talking about that since the 14 days to flatten the curve. We've been talking about this moment in this time. You know, we'll see it as we go through our journey through a Holy Week. That's Spy Wednesday. That's what they call it, Spy Wednesday. Why? Because Judas is going, I can get him for you. Give me some money, and I'll set it up. Here, the guy over there that I'm going to kiss. You see what I'm saying? A bunch of spies behind the scenes. You know, setting this up to take him down. I contend that this past year has been one big Spy Wednesday. And we're tempted to bolt. I'm out of here. Look how weak the church is. You know, is there even a God? Because look, we prayed and look what happened. We got this year. We got this Spy Wednesday year. That's where we can go. See, God answers our prayers, but not always in the way that we expect he's going to do it. He does it in a better way. He's got to flush out all this evil. And we're going to go through a very difficult time. You see this, and they all left him. Now, here's the next part. Now, a young man followed, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. They led Jesus away. What the heck? What's this? Why are they bothering putting in this young man with a white cloth and he went away even naked? I think it's significant. The linen cloth, the white linen cloth, what's it sound like? It's a baptismal garment. In early Christianity, you did get naked. You were baptized, and then you were put on just with a linen cloth, a white linen cloth. Sign of your new life, your new purity in Christ. And actually, you know, you can search the internet about this young man, and you're going to see all kinds of different ideas about what this is all about. They don't really settle on it. But I think most settle on it, and this is where I settle on it too. You know who that young man is? It's you and me. First the bishops took off, then the rest of us did. The first apostles were the bishops. Then the rest of us did. But you know what's interesting? This young man turns up again. Remember? They brought the spices and the perfume to anoint his body, and they come. Wait a minute, the stone's rolled away. They look inside. There's a young man in a white robe sitting there. He's not here. He's resurrected. Go tell the apostles he'll meet him over where he said he was going to meet him. It's you and me. That hope, that understanding that God did hear our prayer. Remember, it started out, he's king, the palms and the... And then he's arrested. We're out of here. It's over, some thought. Nope. He's risen from the dead. Now get this. Every year from Easter Sunday to Ascension Thursday, he's with them for 40 days. And every year, Easter lands on a different date, right? So this year, when you count 40 days to Ascension Thursday this year, you know where it lands? May 13th. That's amazing. You know, right now, we're in a period that lines up as well. Many of us, I've tried to get it out through the internet and stuff like that, but it became... astonishing that we're Easter lands this year, made the Annunciation. That's the beginning of the rosary, right? That's the first mystery, beginning of the rosary. But what is it? It's the conception. It's Christ's conception. Mary says, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord." And the Holy Spirit comes upon her. Jesus conceived in her womb. That's what that is. Christ's conception. This year, a novena of days later, lands on Good Friday, the death. From conception to death is a novena this year. I can't predict what God's up to. But I think he's trying to get our attention. And he's trying to help us to understand. That young man took off. What did he do? He left his baptismal garment behind. And he ran off, and it was actually a big deal back in their culture at that time. Nakedness was shame, okay? Still is in ours. But he left his baptismal garment behind. He left who he was, what he stood for, in fear. He gave up. He turned his way toward the world and joined in the ridicule, the mocking, the persecution, the everything that's coming our way right now. Stupid, fanatical Christians. We're ending our book today. And you can boost posts. I spent, I think it was $30 to boost a post to just let people know that people are appreciating this book. And it went like 5 days. And at the end of 5 days, it sent a notification to me that your time's done. I thought, oh, okay. I wonder what the comments were. You bunch of pedophiles. Let's report this thing. I mean, I can't even go into it because it's not G-rated. But I'd say 60, 70% of the comments were just the most ugly, hateful. And why? Because when you boost it, you go outside of that zone of regular friends that you have on Facebook. And what's outside there? Holy cow. They've been conditioned to hate this organized crime, this mob. That's what it is right now. It's a mob. It's an organized crime. Hollywood, TV, universities, public schools, big tech, big companies, they're all in on it. And you will sit down and you will shut up. And you are an insurrectionist and you are a fanatic. Do you see what's going on right now? And we're tempted, aren't we? Let's leave the baptismal garment behind and let's get out of here. We've got to keep hope alive. God answered their prayers, but not in the way they thought. Those first bishops, the apostles, they took off. The first pope, I don't know who that guy is. What do you mean? He distanced himself from him. We're so tempted to do that. From all those who were with us, all those who supported us, all those who stood up for us, I don't know who you're talking about. I've never associated with them or that person. I think some of you know who I'm talking about right now. The mob, organized crime. No, this is not like all other times. You had political parties that disagreed with each other and they got a room and worked it out. Now they just lie, cheat, and steal and tell you to sit down and shut up. No, there's not been a time in America where it's been like that. It's been like that in other places. Let's think about 1930s Germany, right? Almost exactly like that. My brothers and sisters, we need to keep hope alive. We're that young man with the white robe. In a very short time, we'll have to pass through the worst torture man ever invented, nailing a person to a cross until they asphyxiate and die. Well, to pass through that, the Son of God willing to do that, to get to the other side, to expose the mob, the evil, so that what? So that we see, no, there is not any gray area. There is not a middle ground. What you live for, your lying, your cheating, and your stealing, we cannot be a part of that. It is clear to us now. And on goes the white robe again. We stand for Christ. 40 days until May 13th and Ascension. What does that bring 10 days later? The power of the Holy Spirit. I believe everything's leading up to this year. Everything is leading up to this year. I don't know what God's going to do. I can't predict what God's going to do. But I just find it interesting what he's making us pay attention to in this historically difficult year, this year-long Spy Wednesday that we've gone through. We know what happened in Scripture. Let's pray God it happens to us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle them the fire of your love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.